Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 753 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Ukraine's partners who announced new help for the country. He stressed that right now, it is Ukraine's defense in this war that is determining whether Putin will succeed in expanding the zone of ruins in Europe and the world. Stopping him now is in everyone's best interest, believes the head of state. At the same time, Zelensky stressed that in such difficult war conditions, the short range of Ukraine's army capabilities is an obvious short-sightedness of some partners. The president also welcomed the French leadership in Europe today. Quote, "We appreciate the way President Macron is developing a strategic perspective for Europe, a perspective of real, lasting security that is only possible through Putin's defeat in this war," unquote, said Zelensky. Volodymyr Zelensky said that these days the Russian dictator is simulating another election. Quote, "Everyone in the world understands that this figure, as has often happened in history, has simply become addicted to power and is doing everything he can to rule forever. There is no evil he will not commit to prolong his personal power, and there is no one in the world who is safe from this," unquote, said Zelensky. The president of Ukraine stressed that so-called elections on the occupied territories is a crime. Quote, "There is no legitimacy in this imitation of elections, and there cannot be. This figure must end in the dock in The Hague. That is what we must ensure. Everyone in the world who values life and integrity," unquote. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. On the day of so-called elections in Russia, President Vladimir Putin vowed to continue the war against Ukraine and strengthen the Russian armed forces during his new presidential term, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to the Russian media, he said the allegedly high turnout in the elections was due to the dramatic events that the country is experiencing. Speaking about the challenges of his new term, the Russian president said it was necessary to address the tasks of the war in Ukraine and strengthen defense capabilities of the armed forces. He also said that all law enforcement agencies would be instructed to expose anyone fighting against Russia with arms and treat quote-unquote traitors from volunteer formations as if they were in a war zone, as Russia does not have the death penalty. According to Putin, representatives of the Russian Volunteer Corps are being thrown like cannon fodder into meat-grinder assaults on the state border. He compared the corps to Vlasov's army, Russians who fought for the Germans in the Second World War, and claimed that out of 1,500 volunteers, about 800 people have been killed. Meanwhile, Russian volunteers claim to take under control two more villages, Gorkovsky and Kozinka, Belgorod region. Putin also said that Russia is for peace talks, but only if it is not because the enemy is running out of ammunition. Putin also stated that Russia may at some point create a sanitary zone or a buffer zone on the territory of Ukraine. He claimed it would be so deep that it would be difficult for means of destruction, primarily foreign-made, to get over it. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.